How many periods in hockey? Hockey is a fast-paced, physically demanding sport that has captured the hearts of many fans around the world. One of the most basic and essential aspects of hockey is its period structure, which determines the length of the game and the number of breaks. In this blog, we will explore the number of periods in hockey and what it means for the game. Traditional period structure hockey. Hockey games are divided into three periods, each lasting 20 minutes of play time. These periods are separated by two intermissions of 15 minutes each, during which time the players rest and rehydrate. In most hockey leagues, including the NHL, the clock is stopped for various reasons, such as penalties and timeouts, so the actual length of each period may be longer than 20 minutes. Variations in period structure. While the three-period structure is the most common in hockey, some leagues have experimented with different periods. For example, in the Continental Hockey League, KHL, games are played in three 20-minute periods, followed by a 5-minute overtime period if the game is tied. If the game remains tied after overtime, a shootout is held. Additionally, some youth leagues may have shorter periods or fewer intermissions to accommodate younger players' needs. Impact on gameplay. The number of periods in hockey can have a significant impact on the flow and strategy of the game. Each period provides an opportunity for teams to make adjustments and assess their opponents' strengths and weaknesses. Additionally, players must manage their energy levels throughout the game, especially in the third period, when fatigue can be a factor. Coaches may also adjust their lineups and game plans based on the score and time remaining in each period. Potential for overtime. In hockey, games can end in a tie if neither team scores more goals than the other. However, in many leagues, including the NHL, overtime is played to determine a winner. Overtime periods can be sudden death, where the first team to score wins, or a shootout, where each team takes turns shooting against the opposing goalie until a winner is determined. Importance of the period clock. In hockey, the period clock is crucial to managing the game and determining the winner. The clock stops for various reasons, such as penalties, goals, and timeouts. Coaches must manage the clock strategically, especially in the closing minutes of each period, to maximize their team's chances of winning. Additionally, officials must ensure that the clock is accurate and that the game is played within the allotted time. Conclusion. The number of periods in hockey may seem like a small detail, but it can have a significant impact on the game's flow, strategy, and outcome. Understanding hockey's period structure enhances appreciation for players, coaches, and fans.